So by now, you might have heard of Light Up a Life. It's a very important thing that we're promoting, and a very important man is here to discuss it. Tony, introduce yourself, please, sir.
Well, I want to introduce myself as somebody who's very important. I'm somebody that looks after some very important people and helps to produce some outstanding care from St. Michael's Hospice. And I'm really happy to talk about Light Up a Life and look at how that's one of our very special services and moments in the year, really. It takes place over a couple of occasions, a couple of weekends, once at Ripon Cathedral and once at the grounds of the hospice at Crimple House itself. And a very large number of people who are there to remember and reflect upon loved ones who have died in the past come along. They've dedicated a light in their memory. And there's a meaningful sort of service, carols, Christmas time, a real mixture of laughter and tears. And it really is like the culmination of the whole year of work of St. Michael's and the meaning of St. Michael's in our communities.
So if we take it back to the beginning, because St. Michael's good friends of Stray FM, we do what we can to promote the work, the fantastic work that you do. But for those that don't know what St. Michael's do and for who, what is it that you guys do?
Well, St. Michael's is a range of end-of-life care services which work with communities and individuals as individuals. So we provide inpatient unit services, we provide services in the community working with people in their homes. We provide services for people living with all sorts of terminal diagnoses, not just cancer at all. And we work throughout, everywhere you would expect to find us, really.
So you've already had one of the Light Up a Life events previously at Ripon Cathedral.
Yep, that was last weekend.
And you have another event coming up this weekend. Where's that one?
Yeah, this one's actually on the grounds of the hospice. It has it's the same service in essence. It just has a very different feel. And for some people, it's sort of revisiting a place where someone that they continue to love died.
Wow. So, but you don't have to attend the events to take part in Light Up a Life, do you?
No, not at all. Many people choose not to come to the events for various reasons, and they basically make a dedication. Many and most of them actually put a donation in with that as well, and that dedicates a light on a huge tree, of which we have two, obviously, and those lights are turned on in a very poignant moment.
Okay, if someone is bereaved this Christmas, what tips would you give to them to help them cope with their grief?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it's always really about. The first tip is that there's no tips that fit all. So the first tip is treat everybody as a total individual, really. I think as we approach the Christmas season, or actually we're well and truly in it, it seems, these are times of sort of intense memories and sort of high emotional setup, really. And it's a time when there seems to be this expectation upon everybody to be full of joy and good cheer. And for some, and for many, that's simply not the case. Sometimes the memories can be very painful. And sometimes people just want to sort of shut themselves away, etc. And I think my message to everybody over Christmas is just be how you want to be. Don't feel you have to fit the expectations of others. If you need to go and find space to be on your own, then find that space. And if you're with someone who wants to have a tear, a cry, let them do so. Help them have that space as well. Just be as you are.
So anyone that wants to get in touch with St. Michael's, whether that be to benefit from the services that you offer, which sound vital for so many people in the local area, or for those that want to get involved in Light Up a Life, what's the best way of getting in touch?
Best way of getting in touch is a telephone call, so you can speak to a person. And the telephone number is 879-687.
Harrogate number, presumably.
Yeah.
And do you have a website?
We do have a website, www.stmichaelshospice.org, but remember that saint is S-A-I-N-T.
Not Saint Saint, okay.
That's right.
And just one more time, Light Up a Life then this weekend, where and when, and another reason why people, just remind us why people should come down.
Okay, well, why they should come is because it's going to be a very special and poignant occasion. It may be that they have a chance to reflect, to honour the memory of somebody that has died that they continue to love, continues to influence their thoughts and their lives. Where? It's at Crimple House, the hospice grounds. When? I hesitate to tell you it's at 4 o'clock because people come in crowds and the traffic starts to build up. So If you pretend it's 3:30, you'll be there in time.
Okay, excellent. Well, it's lovely chatting to you, Tony. The work that you and the St Michael's team do is fantastic, and particularly this time of the year. So thank you for coming to chat about it. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And to you as well. Thank you very much.